things or to wear fancy things. Mm-hmm. It depends upon them.
Yeah. What does she stand in front of the mirror and?
She likes to primp.
Uh-huh. Would you say that about a man?
Yes. He likes to. I find a lot of them with the Afro style loves to primp in mm-hmm. the mirror. Has to have that pick on the hair all the time.
Has to have what?
Has to pick on it and pat it.
Uh-huh.
And before the Afro con came out, they used to use table forks. Table forks and cake cutters. They still go and buy the cake cutters, and that's the best thing for that real coarse hair, cake
uh-huh.
cutter. I probably would have to use it on mine, because when I wash mine, it's very coarse and tangled.
Have you ever tried to wear your hair like that?
My brother-in-law did it once. I liked it, but it's a lot of work. You just, for it to be pretty and becoming, you have to, some of it you have to roll it, and some you have to plait it up and take it in. And you have to keep it cut and trimmed in the back, if you want it nice, but some just wear it in kind of.
What about those real elaborate hairstyles they have now? It seems like those would take hours to do.
Yes. The corn rolling, which is nothing but French plaiting, and I used to get my hair plait like that all the time when I was small. It's very time consuming, and it's very rare you can find someone to do their own hair like that, because there's no way you can, unless you just get a mirror back in front of you, and then your arms would be terribly tired. And you have to let your hair be natural. You can't put a hot comb or anything to your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be straight like this. It will not stay flat. And all these wigs, people were an average person like me. I cannot even style a wig, comb it, or roll a hair piece, put in these cluster
mm-hmm.
curls. My fingers are just not coordinated to do that. That's expensive and permanent. And when you do that, that's another expensive thing.
In other words, you spend a fortune.
Yes. To even put one on, some beauticians charge $25, and a retouch is $12.50, and then you have to have that. Some say every 3 months, and others say every 6 months. You have to have a strand test. And still, after you get the strand test, your hair, on the edges of the roots can come out. It can make your hair hard. Some are bleaching their hair and dyeing it, and it's very harsh to hear if you cannot take it. But for me, a permanent would not do, because I have to roll it, and you have to roll it every night.
Yeah.
I have bad dandruff, and before you get a retouch or anything, going back to the beautician, let us set it, you cannot scratch your hair. You can if you want to. Feel a burning sensation like your scalp is coming up out of here. Now that's where everybody can tell me, do not scratch, and I am too, and that's too bad, and I can't. So
mm-hmm.
I will not be bothered with that, because that's a very expensive process. And one young lady was telling me the other day how she had to tried to strip a permanent out of her hair. Now that's what we call
mm-hmm.
stripping it, when you want to take it out. She tried everything in the book. She was putting syrup and everything on her hair, jelly. The only thing that took that out of her hair was Tide washing powder.
Yeah.
And see, that could just take all of your
yeah.
hair up out of your scalp.
Did you ever hear the term jelly being used for a man who primps a lot?
No.
And something people used to carry their money in would be it.
Coin purse.
And something a woman would wear around her neck, things strung up together.
To carry money in?
No, just something, a lot of little things strung up together.
Oh, beads.
You'd call that a what of beads? A
string of beads.
And something she'd wear around her wrist.
Oh, bracelet.
And what did men used to wear to hold their pants up?